You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Mel Gibson is trained in Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah, of course he is.
I just read that. I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Did you see him fighting with a weapon? Man, he's using Three Stooges moves and shit. That's very
eclectic. Quite frankly, Lethal Weapon is just like Three Stooges moves. Is that part of Jailhouse Rock? Well, because he's gouging and sort of...
Because he throws
Three Stooges is pretty brutal. There's this defense thing.
This relates to Jailhouse Rock to the little-known African-American fighting skill known as knocking and kicking. It's said to be practiced clandestinely in parts of the southern U.S. and on the sea islands.
Yeah, like, you kind of go, look that way, and you kick a guy in the shin, push him over. Like, you know the one where you stand behind someone?
This is like some sort of mysterious fighting style of, I'm going to cut you.
Yeah, all that one's above it. Cutting. Yeah. Fighting style known as cutting.
This reads like some kind of, like Lovecraft shit. Like a very very insulated upper class guy trying to write about them.
People. Yeah, he ain't never been near no drugs.
I have heard in the clandestine wilderness of the deep south, the Negroes practice an arcane form of brutal savagery known as punching.
Oh my god! I think I'm gonna faint at the summoners.
Dude, you should have already fainted at Negroes.
Yes, yes.
To the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame.
This is the
that should not be a thing.
That savage fucking like pastime of punching.
The Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame is like as sketch as it sounds. Like, look at it. It's like some guy's house. It was established like 9 years ago.
It's like a church hall, like rehearsal hall type thing.
The Hall of Fame houses plaques and memorabilia associated with bare knuckle boxers, as well as exhibits devoted to the general history of bare knuckle boxing.
Like, you know what happens when you get those kids' feet in plaster and you bronze them and stuff? What you do is you get a plaque and then a bare knuckle guy punches it and his fist dented in it is the plaque.
Features in Dr. Glass Blues, bare knuckle boxers from the classic era, modern bare knuckle boxers, and honorary inductees.
Yeah, a guy like, that hasn't done bare knuckle boxing but has like written about it or something.
No, like guys that fight on the street but not in matches.
Actual box,
can you go to the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame.com website?
They fuck it, let's buy tickets to go there now. Belfast, New York. Whoa,
look at that.
You can tell it's a pugilist.
Training bones used by the great John L. Sullivan to prepare for the last Bare Knuckle Boxing Championship of the world. He trained here in Belfast, New York for this epic 75-round brawl.
70? Get the fuck!
Come and visit, and you can stand where the great John L. Sullivan... I should know that the great is also capitalized, so I assume that's his name. You can stand where the great John L. Sullivan stood and see the room of repose where Sullivan rested and he and Muldoon planned.
Wait. You can stand where he stood and rest where he rested.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking awesome. I like this place.
You know what the thing is, though? I want to, like, stand where his mustache waxed ripped or something, like, you know.
I like that his list of inductees, it doesn't have, like, entries for any of these people. Like they assume that you know who these people are.
You know, come on. If you went to the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame...
Well, you want to check that
you should already be familiar with some of these.
Yeah, you want to check that your favourites are there before you go, so, like, you don't need to know.
If you just got into... Like, say today, like, I just got into Bare Knuckle Boxing.
You're not ready for the whole thing.
Well, this would be a good place to, like, you know...
Learn about George Elbows McFadden.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he boxes fairly.
Well, no, he's a bare knuckle boxer.
Well, that's why he's only an honorary inductee.
Maybe he does it like this.
He was a glove boxer. Like, that's why he's only an honorary. Nice. That's probably why you haven't heard of him.
Yeah.
Obviously. Can you still bare knuckle box somewhere?
Yeah,
is there actually, like, a US area where you can compete in it? Like, that seems kind of...
No, I think...
I wouldn't think that'd be...
Called the pub. Go punch someone.
No, I mean, actual, genuine...
Professional bouts are now held, created, and managed by the World Bare Knuckle Boxing Association, which is not recognized as a sports organization anywhere outside the United States.
Okay, that seems enough. It's Fight Club. Literally, it's Fight Club.
In the British Isles, the sport is still popular. Dubious. Disgusting. Instead of citation needed, it's just like, that's dubious, motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, go to the British Isles, pick a fight with someone, you'll find out just how popular it is, eh?
It's still practiced on a small scale all around the world.
Like when you knock someone's beer over at the pub.
Yeah.
The spotters.
You're saying it's not practiced?
Pretty much. Irish stand down.
Irish stand down is a type of traditional bare knuckle fighting where the aspects of maneuvering around the ring is removed.
You can stand on the ring! Let's do some Irish stand now.
Leaving only the less nuanced aspects of punching and taking punches.
It's like doing punching.
I need to slip it like.
It's like gook.
On three. Bash! You know, it's
guys, come on.
Yeah. Are you ready? We've got a proud heritage of bare-knuckle boxing right here.
Of course we do, since, like...
Look at that! The record for the longest bare-knuckle fight. 6 hours!
Was it with a kangaroo?
No, but I don't think it was, like, an Irish shootout or something like that.
Jonathan Smith and James Kelly. Kelly could be an Irish bachelor. But yeah, literally, like, it's just trading punches. That's not a sport.
Irish stand-down?
It's kind of like what Homer Simpson did, where he just stood there and got punched in the face.
Yeah, it's like that. Exactly like that.
But that feels more like Irish fall down.
No, but it's like a Rochambeau thing where you take turns kicking each other in the nuts, except you stand there and punch each other in the face.
Yeah.
And I would think the guy that goes first has quite an advantage in this sport.
Well, you're going to be like, lucky with the coin toss. That's...
You know, more than any other sport ever, standing there and getting punched in the face, like the guy that goes first has a huge unfair advantage.
Or if you're the guy that has...
This form of combat was popular in Irish-American ghettos in the late 19th century, but was eclipsed in the Irish-American community first by bare-knuckle boxing and later by regulation boxing.
Later by actual fighting, not...
Not just getting punched in the face.
That's fucking brilliant.
Myanmar traditional boxing...
The use of the headbutt is encouraged.
This is the reason it's also known as the art of nine limbs.
Cool.
Including the dick? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I can only count about 6 limbs at any point.
Yeah, well.
Does the toe count as a separate limb?
Well, you got arms, Burmese, legs, cock, headbutt.
That's all I got, too. I was like, is a nose, a limb, and ears?
Muscular ears, and you can sort of slap someone
slap
with your ears.
Slap him.
Like Prince Charles could sort of slap him with his ears.
He slapped the corgis around, you better believe it.
Were you required to have a mustache for this sort of thing?
Yes.
To be a bare knuckle boxer?
There's some pubs to stay that are sketchy near the bare knuckle boxing place where you can, you know, experience some of the, you know, the lifestyle yourself.
In a little.
I like that this guy feels that you'd be going out there specifically to visit the
bare knuckle boxing.
You should stay in the Belfast Hotel in Belfast, New York to get more Irish punching action.
I want to stand and say the one 3 minutes away, because I figure if I'm visiting the bare knuckle place and I'm staring at a pub, I'm going to be pretty fucking drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be in the same street. Like, I couldn't make a 30-minute walk, you know? You want to get fit enough so you can do this, right? And the most important exercise you can do is called a burpee.
Yeah.
Now, you want to do a search for a burpee.
No, you don't. I'm not making this up. It's too easy. This is
a real thing. So, yeah. Here we go, the burpee exercise. Now, check out the name of the guy that invented the burpee.
Invented by Royal H. Burpee.
A guy actually called Royal H. Burpee. And he's Dr. Royal H. Burpee.
Royal H. Burpee PhD.
Isn't that fucking mind-blowing?
I just assumed a Royal Burpee was like some sort of technique you use in baseball. Like you'd give a signal to indicate that, you know, that the pitcher should throw a Royal Burpee.
Yeah. Yes. Steal second and do a Royal Burpee.
Yeah.
CrossFit speed burpee.
You can pull a double burpee.
Eight count.
A double burpee doesn't sound too like Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Muscle up burpee. Hang on. A one-armed burpee.
One-armed burpee.
Yeah. One-leg burpee, still given the
or
same.
Or a pull-up burpee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both the one-armed burpee and the pull-up burpee. It's like, okay, if you're doing like Irish standoff soggy biscuit, you do one-armed burpees. Hey, did you think they could do it on Irish standoff soggy biscuit? Which is like two.
One arm punch!
Okay, it's like boxing chess. You do a round of punching, then a round of jerking off.
No, I think it has to be simultaneous.
It has to be simultaneous.
It's simultaneous.
Because it's like doing this thing. Oh wait, I have this thing.
You punch and jerk.
And that's the thing, it takes the extra concentration of trying to masturbate while punching a guy in the face and getting punched in the face.
Are they naked or are they wearing some sort of goat man pants?
Goat man pants.
Okay.
Can we make our soldiers tough enough?
No, we can't.
Right, popular science, 1944.
What's my
they suggested the burpee.
Dr. Royal H. Burpee is going to fucking tell you about it.
Yep. Or the bank twist, named after Colonel Bank.
How much do you want to bet that the push-up is not, like, an explanation of this?
This is actually a Sir Raymond push-up.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.